This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. 5-Minute University starts now. So it's just me, Vincent Finelli, and I'm going to be teaching some lessons from my unfinished, unpublished, unavailable book called 5-Minute University. Thousands of lessons of things that are not taught in school. I was talking during hour one a little bit about the stockade panel. And literally, you might want to consider doing that if you have an outside air conditioning unit. And the reason is the direct rays of the sun are really, really brutal on some of the plastic pieces. Typically, it's a metal housing that has louvers, but sometimes it doesn't. Ours is made by Lennox, and it has a plastic top as a part of the housing. It's mostly metal, and there's a grill, but there's a plastic top and or trim, and it's taken a beating. It's made out of fiberglass. And the interesting thing is, if you touch it, you will get glass fibers in your skin, so you don't want to touch it. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use plastic paint and paint it, the part of trim that's it's fiberglass plastic. And but the reason that I think the stockade panel is so important is to prevent further decomposition of the housing and also to keep the sun's rays from heating the outside unit, because you're trying to get rid of the heat. And really, a heat pump or an outside air conditioning unit is simply a device that takes heat from inside the building and through refrigerant carries that heat to the outside coils, and then the air on the outside is pushed through the coils or pulled through the coils to remove the heat from the coils, so the cooler refrigerant goes back into the house to absorb more heat. And it's a loop, and it keeps circulating the refrigerant to keep that process going. But if you can eliminate some of that heat that's from the sun during the bright sunny days from landing on your outside unit, you will save some electricity as well as reduce the compressor wear and increase the longevity of the unit, in my opinion. Now, please don't believe anything that you hear in the media, and don't believe anything you hear at USA Prepares as well. Not that we are trying to mislead you. It's just that we want you to verify for yourselves before you make any decisions on any information that you hear in any media, radio, television, in the print, internet. Verify it all so you're not misled. Another thing that I'd like to teach you about is something that's happened to us. We have a central vacuum cleaner. And it has a 15-amp circuit breaker as part of the central vacuum cleaner, the main unit, the vacuum itself. And the way a central vacuum unit works is there's, we'll call them inlets. And what happens is these inlets are piped with 2-inch plastic pipe throughout a house. And they are normally closed to prevent air leakage from going into these inlets. You attach your hose, and it can be a 25-foot, 30, 35-foot hose, to the inlet. And when you turn on the vacuum with the switch on the wand, it turns on the vacuum unit itself, which is located. A lot of people put them in the garage. And the idea is it's easy to access in the garage. And when you empty the dust container, ours happens to be about six gallons, the mess that it could make is contained to the garage rather than, you know, in the house proper, if you will. So what was happening after about 2 minutes or so, the circuit breaker would trip on the central vac unit. And all you have to do is go out and reset it. And you're good to go for another 2 minutes. This has been plaguing us. And I thought that the problem was that the motor was rated at 115 volts, and now we're at about 130. Today I measured it, a little over 130 volts coming out of our outlet. And so the voltage from the grid is higher. And when the voltage is higher, it causes the electric motor to draw more amperes. And if you want to measure, use another measurement, that would be watts. So volts times amps equals watts. So what I did was I put in a variable tap transformer. So that has some circuitry, and it's made by Triplight. It's called LC1800. Triplight LC line conditioner, LC1800, as in 1800 watts. And I put that in an outlet and ran the central vac, and it worked way better, way better. And most of the time, but not all the time. And so I contacted the manufacturer, and I said, "So what's up?" And they said, yeah, you're right, you're right. This happens, and it happens to them all, or almost all of them. And the fix that they have for this is to increase the circuit breaker capacity from 15 amperes to 17. And that will allow more current to go through the circuit breaker of the central vac unit itself before the circuit breaker says it's too much current and trips. So I have a little bit of arithmetic that I'd like to go through with you. And it's going to take some thinking. So if you can, if you're not driving, and if you can actually think about what I'm saying, maybe even write some of this down, you'll understand exactly what the problem is. And this is a problem that is not just limited to central vacuum systems. It is the same problem that happens with all electric motors when the grid increases the voltage higher than what it normally should be. Now, it used to be 100 volts, then it was 110. And if you have grandparents, you might have heard them say, yeah, 110. You might have heard them say 220. Then you might have heard them say 115 and 230. So at 120 volts, it used to be 110. I'm sorry, at 110 volts, with both legs of a normal circuit panel, you would double the 110. 110 plus 110 is 220. That's why they called it 220. And then they used to call it 230 because it became 115 from the grid, 115 volts. 115 plus 115 is 230. Now it's 120. So 120 and 120 is 240. Well, the problem is that the devices that were manufactured for 110 volts will run way hotter if you power them with 120 volts, or in our case, over 130 volts at our farm. So here's the numbers. If you have Romex wiring, and it's 12-gauge wiring, that is rated for 20 amperes. 20 amperes at 120 volts, 20 times 120 is 2,400 watts. So a 20-amp circuit is rated at 2,400 watts. That's absolute maximum capacity. And if you run it at that, the wire will get hot, get warm. Warm for sure. In the wall. The receptacle will get warm. So what you don't want to do is operate your wiring at the full rated amount of the circuit breaker. The safe level is 80% of that. That means that if you take a 20-amp circuit times 120 volts, you get 2,400 watts. And you say, let's just use 80% of that. So you multiply that times 0.8. You get 1920 watts. That's the maximum safe amount of current that you should draw from a 20-amp circuit. Okay, 1920. That's the maximum that that circuit can handle. If you look at 15 amperes, which is what the breaker was on the central vac, at 120 volts, 15 times 120 volts is 1,800 watts. That's pretty good. So it's below the 1,920 maximum watts for that circuit. So the vacuum is using a little less than that, which gives you a margin of safety, and the wires will run cooler inside the walls. But the manufacturer said it's not working because that circuit breaker is tripping because the motor in the central vac is drawing more than that. So they increased the capacity of the circuit breaker in the vacuum itself to 17 amps. Here's the problem. At 124.5 volts, which is a little less than it was this morning. It was a little over 130 volts. But yesterday it was 124.5 volts. 17 amps at 124.5 volts is 2,165 watts. That's more than the circuit should safely carry. We said that that circuit should safely carry 1,920 watts. Now we're allowing it to carry 2,165 watts. If you do the subtraction and you say, you know, 2,165 watts that central vacuum can draw without the circuit breaker tripping, and the circuit should carry 1,920 watts, we are using 245 more watts than the circuit should carry safely. That's 13% more. That's a problem. The solution, I don't know. I don't know, because, well, the solution is, I guess, simple, and that's the utility should stop bumping up the voltage higher and higher and higher and higher, but they continue to do so. It used to be, as I mentioned, voltage was 100 volts, then it went to 110, then 115, then 120, then 125. And this morning, at our farm, over 130. So here's what's happening. Your electric motors, to recap, your electric motors are drawing more current. They're running hotter. Their lifespan will be shortened. And you're burning more electricity. You are consuming more electricity than you need to, because the grid, the power companies, are selling you more voltage than you need. And your older appliances, the ones that say 110 volts or 115 volts, are going to wear out faster. It's a fact. So when you think about who's to blame, a lot of it is the utility companies. The rest of it is the manufacturers of the appliances, because the appliance manufacturers are making less durable equipment in every arena. You know, it used to be if you had a washing machine that lasted only 10 years, you'd be livid. Now, if you've got one that lasts 5 years, you're delighted, because it's, well, heck, they're old if they're 5 years old, right?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so next topic for our class is LRAD. LRAD. You might have heard of these. These originally were designed as military weapons. Long-range acoustical device. And now they're being used on civilians. And the idea is sound can drive you away. So let's say the police department wants to clear an area of protesters. They can have a handheld device. You can actually carry this thing. It's got a massive speaker. And it's directional. And so when one of these police personnel decides to use this LRAD, they can hold it and aim it at you just by holding it with their arms. And it'd be like carrying something that's the surface area about 18 inches by 18 inches, maybe 24 by 24. And it looks like a really loud speaker. And that's what it is. It has an amplifier. And there's several sounds that that are programmed into this device. Sounds that really are irritating to a person and other animals with ears. This thing is so powerful that once the microphone by the police department is used to say, y'all heads up, we're going to turn this thing on and y'all are going to start wetting your pants. You ought to disperse. Then they can use the tones that are deterrent, that are frequencies that are in most cases painful to people. Painful. they are so powerful that they can make you wet your pants. I'm not exaggerating. This is true. They have an acoustic sound pressure of 80 to 160 decibels. 80 to 160 decibels. And when someone hears a sound of 85 decibels or more, there is a significantly high risk of damaging your hearing permanently. So there are people who have jobs where there's a lot of noise, a lot of loud sounds. And if you notice, they don't hear so well. Typically, farmers who go out without hearing protection can't hear worth a darn by the time they get to be, you know, senior citizens. They literally can't hear. And people who have been in wars have trouble hearing. My grandfather was in World War I. Cannon blasts, had trouble hearing. It wasn't his fault. He was in World War I. And there's so many loud sounds that damaged his hearing. Well, at 130 decibels, dB, little d, big B, that sound pressure level can cause physical pain. At 140 dB, the body starts to experience physical discomfort, dizziness, vomiting, loss of balance, wetting the pants, etc. At 160 dB, decibel, you can burst your eardrums, or they can burst your eardrums. So let's talk about the decibel scale. Breathing, you can hardly hear somebody breathe, right? That's 10 dB. The rustling of leaves, 20 dB. If someone's whispering, 30 dB. A refrigerator running in the kitchen, it's 40 dB. Rain, 50 dB. People are chatting, you know, standing next to each other chatting, 60. The sound of a car, engine running, 70. A truck, 80. A hairdryer, now you all know how loud they are, right? 90. Helicopter, you know how loud they are, 100. A trombone, 110. Police siren, 120. Jet engine, 130. And fireworks, 140. Now, why am I saying this? Because when we come back, I'll tell you what to do about it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic male, Mauricio Garcia. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets, roughly 30 miles north of Dallas. The gunman was killed by an off-duty police officer that was at the mall and responded. Citizen Cole Korchek was a witness at the mall.
There's this guy dressed in all black, wearing a vest, has an assault rifle, and he's just shooting at people.
An experimental Chinese spacecraft safely returned to Earth after staying in orbit for 276 days. China was testing the country's reusable space technologies. The uncrewed spacecraft returned to the launch center in northwest China this morning. Today is officially Reward Yourself Day. Take advantage. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so class, this LRAD device, long-range acoustical device, is really powerful and debilitating when it's powered on. It can leave lifelong damage in its wake, if you happen to be in front of it. So, what do you do? Well, I actually have preserved my hearing, because when I fire a rifle, pistol, shotgun, I wear hearing protection and eye protection. And I have a pair of earmuffs, and they are foam-filled. They go over the ear. They have a seal around the ear, and they cover the ear. But it's not practical to have them with you all the time. But what we carry around here at the farm is we carry these orange, squishy, foam-type earplugs. And they're disposable, but they last, like, a long time if you take care of them. So when I get on the tractor, you know, I might decide from one moment to the next to get on the tractor. I carry these orange, I carry a pair with me in my shirt pocket. I try to have all my shirts have pockets. And so I can carry things like these earplugs. And you have to put them in right. You actually have to roll and squeeze the tip of it so that it will fit into your ear. And you have to actually lift up the top part of your outer ear so that you can put the earplug in your ear. And you just don't stick them in and have a loose fit. It has to be a good tight fit, and they expand to fill your ear canal. And they work great. Now, if you're in the presence of an LRAD, that's a great thing to have. So number one, decide whether you need to run first or put in your earplugs first. Or run while you've got your fingers in your ears. And if you run away, you're still in the path of the acoustic pressure. You want to get behind a wall because sound will reflect back from the wall or away from the wall. So you want to go away from the LRAD at 90 degrees if you can, as soon as you can. That way you're out of the direct pressure. It's a blast. It's like a blast from a shotgun. And it's just noise. Really loud pressure. It's evil. It's absolutely evil. It can be turned on, and it doesn't damage anything except living things. It doesn't damage buildings. It doesn't damage the street. It doesn't damage police cars. It only damages what's in front or what it's aimed at. So you need to get out of there. You need to, if you have them, earmuffs. And pay attention, find out where it's coming from, and go 90 degrees either way and get behind something. And then, as you can, get farther and farther away. So you want to be off axis from this darn thing. So who's approved these things? Well, I guess your mayors have said, yeah, I said, you can do it. Love it. Yep. Let's make sure you all have enough batteries for them. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. So this thing is, I guess they say less than lethal, but it can kill your hearing. And it can make you wet your pants. It's that powerful. And they're being deployed more and more. Are you concerned? Well, you should be. You should be concerned. And if you are using equipment that's loud, like mowing your lawn, earplugs, eye protection. If you're firing or discharging a rifle, pistol, or shotgun, eye protection and ear protection. And so I went to eBay and I looked up the price of these. And if you buy 100 of these squishy orange earplugs, about $18. We buy them by the 100-pack, and I don't know if we pay that much for them or not. But we buy them by the 100. It's a cylinder with 100 in it. And we keep them in the automotive shop. Sometimes we use an impact gun. Sometimes the air compressor fires off. Sometimes we're using tools that make noise. Sometimes we're on the tractor. So if it's going to make a loud noise and your ears ring, if your ears ring, you've done permanent damage already. So don't let that happen. And those are just my thoughts about the LRAD. And just going back for a minute about the line voltage from the grid, I have several of these. They're made by Triplite, T-R-I-P-P, space, L-I-T-E, and they're line conditioners. The model number is LC, line conditioner, -1800, LC-1800. Now, they've got a bunch of different models, and they've made them lower cost over the years. And the latest models, that were made with a metal case, metal chassis, don't have LEDs to indicate the voltage that it sees from the power outlet that you plug it into. I suggest that if you're going to get one that has the five LEDs. There are five red LEDs in a vertical pattern, and when the first one lights up, that means low voltage, and it says it right on the chassis. The next one says low voltage, very low voltage, then low voltage, then normal, then high, and then very high. And so it's really nice to know what the voltage is relatively to normal when you look at these LEDs. So we have our refrigerators running on them in the kitchen. And you can get them with the, with or without the LEDs. I like them with the LEDs because if you don't have the LEDs, it's just a box and you have no idea what it's doing. It's just a box. You, with a power cord on the back and receptacles on the front. It just sits there. And you won't get the feeling that it's doing anything unless you get the one with the LEDs. It'll cost more for the one with the LEDs. They have a new model that's in plastic. A plastic case with the LEDs. I don't like it. I don't like it because it's in a plastic case and it has a transformer. It's got a big, heavy transformer. And transformers emit electromagnetic radiation. I'd much rather have that electromagnetic radiation contained in a metal box. So I don't have the plastic ones. I don't like plastic devices for electronics. As a matter of fact, when we manufactured computers, lots of companies had them in plastic cases, plastic fronts. Our computers, when we manufactured them, had the power supply in its own metal chassis. And then that was inside another metal chassis, which was a computer case. Had a plastic front, but behind the plastic front was a metal front. Behind the exterior trim, if you will. So I'm really concerned, and I sent our computer off to, our models off to California for electromagnetic radiation testing. It was like $4,000 to test to make sure that the levels of electromagnetic radiation were within FCC guidelines. Actually, way below. Way, way, way below. So there's a real problem with electromagnetic frequency. Some of them are really, really bad. So to not take a chance, I think it's prudent to consider buying devices that have metal chassis if they have electronics in them. Okay, next. I bought some LED retrofit lights made by a company called Sunco, S-U-N-C-O. They look pretty nice. You know, they're aesthetically pleasing. And I bought the warm white. I like that. It's kind of a softer white rather than the bright, bright, bright white. That's a personal preference. Probably the bright white is the best for you, but I kind of like the softer light, farther away from the ultraviolet spectrum. And they're guaranteed for 7 years. Bought about 50 of them, 48, 50, something like that, maybe 64. And if you add them all up, and we've got them all over the house. Our lighting in our farmhouse is recessed lighting. And it used to be that you could just screw an incandescent light bulb into them. That worked fine. They have a bezel to make it, you know, semi-decorative. But these are can lights that are recessed in the ceiling. And they're inexpensive. They last a really long time. And you just screw in a bulb. And you used to be able to screw in the compact fluorescent bulbs when they made those. They didn't last very long because the heat of a compact fluorescent light bulb that it generates itself when it's producing light the bulb itself is upside down with the electronics toward the top, so heat rises and cooks the electronics, and the bulbs burn out quickly. Okay, so I replaced them with LED retrofit light kits. Now, what these are, they replace the bezel that you'd have in a standard can light or a recessed light. And they have a trim ring. They have a non-replaceable LED element. They have a power supply. And they have a screw-in type device that would replace the screw-in base of an electric light bulb, an Edison light bulb, regular incandescent light bulb. So it works really great. And they're guaranteed for, these were guaranteed for 7 years. But they started failing way before that. And the failure modes are either one of three things happens. Either they start flickering when you power them up, or they light dimly, like very dimly, like 2% of what the normal output would be, or they don't light up at all. Those are the three modes. We've experienced all three. And each time they fail, I contact Sunco. I looked up Sunco, S-U-N-C-O, on the internet. And I typed Sunco, comma, warranty, comma, phone, or contact. And I called them up, and they had a list. They knew we bought them. And I'd say that we just had one fail. They'd send me one. Call them up. We had three fail. They'd send me three. And two would fail. I'd call them up. And each time they send them to me, they're different. They keep improving or changing, and they're getting lighter in weight. Less material. So new ones weigh about close to half the weight of the original ones of 5 or 6 years ago. So we still have a couple years to go on the warranty. And as they fail, I call them up and tell them exactly what's happened, how many have failed, and they send me new ones. So the point I'm trying to make is sometimes companies actually aren't honor their warranty. Sometimes they do. But these are supposed to last, if you use them 2 hours a day, they're supposed to last like 35 years. 50,000 hours, maybe. They don't. So here's what's happening. We have them in the kitchen. We have them in the living room, if you want to call it that. And we have them in the bedrooms. And when we don't use them very much in the bedroom. We use them mostly in the kitchen. They're wearing out the same rate in the bedroom and the kitchen. That means that it's not how many hours you use them. It's how many hours they've been
if
alive.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So that just mentioned that what I'm saying is that there is some relationship between how old a piece of electronics gear is and how quickly it fails. So it may not be, even though they say this will last 35,000 hours, they don't necessarily last 35,000 hours. They last way less than that. Now, how would they know? How would they know if they came up with a new product? And I'm talking about the manufacturing company. Come up with a new product and they say, well, we want to tell our customers how great this is. So what they do is they run it hot and they simulate what they believe is kind of like an accelerated wear for that item. And then they extrapolate to what they think the life expectancy might be. What I'm saying is I am not seeing it. I'm seeing them fail way before they claim they should last. And so Sunco has been pretty good. They've believed every time I've called them and said, here's what's happening. They go, okay, we'll send you a replacement. But they're not going to last the 35,000 hours. I'm convinced they won't last that long. So it's kind of like everything you buy. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. I wanted to read something to you. Let me just type something in. Okay. All right. So if you decide that you want to camp with us at Natural Farms, you'll be on the farm. You'll be right here where we live, Natural Farms. And if you go to a search engine, you type in Natural Farms Camping, Natural Farms Camping, three words, you will be taken, you'll find a result that says HIP Camp, HIPCAMP. That's kind of an intermediary. They're a booking service, and you'll be able to make your reservations right there. And here's what they have to say about us. So if you go to their site, the HIP Camp result for Natural Farms Camping, they'll say, your camping experience at Natural... I'm going to read this. Your camping experience at Natural Farms could be one of your life's 10 most memorable events. We're so confident that you'll be delighted with your camping experience, we back it with a money-back guarantee if you leave by noon of the first day. Situated on 241 acres, Natural Farms is unique in the world of camping. Serenity, tranquility, fun, and educationally focused. Almost a million square feet are dedicated to camping, a private campground on an all-natural cattle farm. Settled 6 years before the Civil War, the farm has remained natural. No pesticides, insecticides, nor commercial fertilizer. This is a closed herd farm where all cattle are born and raised on this farm. Each campsite is in a pasture along a woody creek and is approximately 100 feet wide with its own fire pit. Hiking trails, fish feeding pond, children's playhouse and swings and slide, tire runs, horseshoes for the adult. The adults are included. Guests may also enjoy a scavenger hunt and take home a rock of their choosing, up to softball size. Do you remember the visit? Guests may purchase Natural Farms USDA-inspected beef patty steaks, beef sticks, beef jerky, and grill over the wood fire at your campsite. Free grills, grill grates are available for your use. Free trim limb pickup wood is available for purchase. I'm sorry, available free, or you can purchase buckets of clean, dry oak. Our pasture-raised free-range chickens lay the finest brown and blue eggs for our guests. Have you ever eaten a blue egg? The nature is in full glory and always on display at the farm. The sounds of nature are soft and omnipresent. And just in case, Natural Farms has a full-service automotive repair and tire shop. We can service your vehicle while you camp. Jump starts are free. That's what we say about Natural Farms, and we absolutely, positively believe it. So if you decide to camp with us and for any reason you're not happy other than weather, you can move out by noon and we'll give your money back. Class, I'm still using the same razor that I started with on January 1. It's a Schick, Schick 2, II, Roman numeral 2. Same razor, shave in the shower, use soap, and I sharpen the blade by putting soap on my left palm and moving the razor backward across my palm. Same razor, rinse it out every day. So I'm using the same disposable razor that should probably last two or three shaves. I've been using it over 5 months. You know, tomorrow it looks like it's going to be me. And I've got some suggestions about night lights, automatic transmissions, cell towers, moving away from power lines, moving away from the grid substations. It's dangerous. And it's getting more dangerous every day. It's so bad that automatic transmissions can't shift properly because of the electromagnetic radiation.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000
or more? That's just me tomorrow, I think.
If you're a
unless you heard otherwise.
Now is the perfect time to get cash
okay.
out. While homes
so I'll just
in
do
many
five
neighborhoods
university
like
lessons.
Yours have gone
any
up
comments
in value.
On
you can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off
okay.
higher interest debt, or make
I'll
home
see
improvements.
You tomorrow.
If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.